Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is high noon in the District of Columbia. Joining us now, the voice of the Washington Wizards, our friend Mr. Chris Miller. Joining
Santa
us
Claus.
On the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow C-Mill at C-MillsPXP. What up, Chris? How are you, buddy?
What up, though? Just what got up? Off the train
what
from
up,
New
Claus?
York. What up, bruh? How
Man,
you doing?
I saw your post. I said, oh, look, Chris got a full beard. Nah, nah.
Hey, I have not shaved since the season ended in Miami, so I'm going to see how long I can keep it before the missus tell me I got to let it go.
Hey.
She said, hey, y'all will laugh at this. She told me, she said, the first time I see, like, soup or any food in my beard, you're done. So
all right,
I'm trying
all
to
right.
avoid that.
You need one of those brushes, dude.
Keep it right, dog. Keep it right.
Gotcha. How you guys doing, man?
We're good, brother. What's been up with you?
Nothing. Just coming off a really good draft again by Washington, identifying two young pieces that, you know, I think just adds to what they're trying to build here. Complementary players that can do a little bit of everything. Positional size is really important. And I think the character of these kids is something that I think the Wizards front office really values also.
So let's start with Trey Johnson, the pick at six. Just an absolute lethal shooter with crazy athleticism, and he's 6'6 for like a real guard. What do you know about him? How does he fit in? How excited should fans be?
Plug and play right away, I think. Like you said, JP, he can put that ball in the hoop from distance. All of his 3-point metrics are really, really good. Catch and shoots, you name it. And like you said, he's 6'6, so it's not one of these. He was 6'10 in college, and now he's 6'7. I won't mention no names, but I stood next to him last night. He's a legit 6'5, 6'6. Great kid in terms of character and all of that. And again, it just fits with the profile of what this team is looking for.
I mean, he could come in and start next to Bub. Maybe not start, but play right next to Bub? Does it happen that fast, you think? I mean, he's a pretty polished player.
Yeah, listen, with what the Wizards are doing, I wouldn't be surprised if these kids didn't start, because look what happened last year. They had, you know, 3 first-round picks that they drafted this time last year, and they got a lot of minutes. I think they played the most minutes of any rookie class in 24, and then they went and got A.J. Johnson later in the season. So those kids play. So I expect Will to play. I definitely expect Trey to play, and that's just kind of part of the plan. Is don't sit there and watch. Go get out there and, you know, have some good moments. You're going to have bad moments. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
But learning on the fly is way more important. B, you know this. There's always this conversation in football with a quarterback. Do you want him to sit and watch, or do you want him to go out and play? Well, in NBA, they want you to go out and play.
Yeah, I don't believe you learn sitting down. I believe you learn when you're in action. You figure out how fast you got to move and things happen for you. But, Chris, you look at the group that's building this thing now for the Wizards. They had something to do with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Do you see any comparison to what happened there and then what's happening right here in Washington?
Well, you can't help but notice things, and it's nuanced. things. It's not just like you watch a game and you're like, oh, does he play like Lou Dort or is he SGA? No, it's more nuanced than that. I think getting players in here that have positional size that can help at any position. Can you shoot, pass? Can you dribble? Do you have high character? Do you love basketball? Is basketball at the forefront of your mind? And every kid that they have drafted so far checks all of those boxes. You don't have to worry about getting a phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning because these kids are asleep. You know what I mean? So they have a type. I tell you know how when you go dating and you date and you like, I have a type. I think the Wizards have a type of player that they're looking for, and all of these kids kind of fit what that is.
Talking with our friend Chris Miller here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You need that AC working right now. Get Rude. C-Mill, the thing that two things excite me most about Trey Johnson. One of them is a stat, and then one of them is a story I heard, I believe, on Monumental. The stat is that he shoots 40% from three. That is big. Hit about 90 of 225 last year. The the story, and I'm guessing you, I think you may have like reported this, is Will Dawkins said when Trey Johnson came in for their pre-draft meeting, they showed him plays where they thought he didn't give it full effort. And I thought the way Dawkins explained that and then Trey's reaction was incredible. Can you relay that for us?
So, Will goes hard. I give him credit, man. Will Dawkins is the kind of dude, like, he's not going to sugarcoat anything. But that's even something, when I heard that, I'm like, oh, wow. You go at these prospects like that. I love it. Yeah, he showed him clips of him kind of loafing on defense. Uh-huh. And this goes back to the character part. There are some kids, again, I will not name names, but there are some kids, if Will would have said that to those kids, they would have probably pouted and said, I didn't want to come to D.C. Trey, on the other hand, and he said it last night, he was motivated by that. Like, oh, you're showing me things where I can get better. I want to come to D.C. for that. And I think what you're going to get, especially when Ryan Keith gets his hands on him in terms of developing, is – they don't sugarcoat things here. Like, if you do something bad, they're going to identify it right away and help you get better. So I'm with you, JP. That's something that excited me. And it just goes to show you how the talent evaluators are over there. If you get your feelings hurt because of something like that, you won't play here.
Yeah. I like that, too. And I like the fact that he wanted to honor his father. You know, I always talk about how me and my dad were close. When you see guys that the game is bigger than what they feel is about who they want to impress, it makes a difference. Because, you know, people don't do stuff for themselves today. They do stuff for other people. And he wants to keep making his dad proud. His dad didn't have the opportunity to play in the NBA. You know, he had to go overseas. So now he gets an opportunity to say, let's do this together. And I think he's going to go full speed ahead with that.
Yeah, Pops was clean last night, and I like the shades. I'm going to tell him Saturday when I see him. I got to find out where he got those shades
from.
He
called his dad out on national TV. He said his dad's trying to lie about his age. But his dad said, yeah, 20 years ago. I mean 30.
All right, let's switch to Will Riley, the Wizards' second first-round pick. Talking with our friend Chris Miller here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Chris at CMillsPXP. I think people knew a lot more about Trey Johnson than maybe they did with Riley. What stands out to me, and you said they have a type, right? I mean, Dude 6'8", and probably will grow into that body, but has a good stroke. What do you think of Riley?
Got two stories from you that I got from his college coach, Underwood, at Illinois. One is he's probably one of the hardest shot takers and makers Coach Underwood said he has ever coached. The only guy that maybe took harder shots and made harder shots was Michael Beasley when Underwood was an assistant coach at Kansas State. Mm. That was high praise when he told me that last night. And the other thing, which sounds weird to me, and I've got it confirmed, Will Riley was 5'9" and had a growth spurt up to 6'6" during the pandemic.
Dang. Wow.
Let me say it again. He was 5'9", and during the pandemic, he grew to 6'6". Now he is 6'8", and his coach told me last night, he hasn't seen Will in a month, and it looks like he's grown more. So there's some upside with this kid, and I didn't see a lot of him. I saw some clips, but he's intriguing to me because when you have a growth spurt like that, oh, and by the way, he's played three different sports. His mom played hockey. Will was a hockey player as a kid.
Wow.
His father was a track coach. Will was a high jumper. Wow. So not only does he play hockey, he's a high jumper and a basketball player. And I'm really impressed by kids, Brian, and I'm old school, that played multiple sports as kids.
I'm with you on that. Yeah.
Not you know, singling out one sport, but playing multiple sports. I think that benefits these kids when they get to this level. The high jumping part excites me. The hockey part excites me because that tells me he's tough.
Yep.
So he's very intriguing. I've got my eye on him when we go out to Vegas. He kind of reminds me of Keyshawn George that way. Didn't know much about Keyshawn, but Keyshawn really impressed me last year with his ability to do a little bit of everything out there. But his defense was the thing that stood out all season long.
Well, hell, they may not want to fight him, get into a little scuffle.
Oh, he might have hands.
Hockey player knew how to, you know, how to handle himself.
6'8" reach, too.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Outside of the Wiz last night, I think there's a lot of excitement for what the Wiz did. What was kind of the biggest surprise to you being there in Brooklyn?
I'm getting better with age where I don't really like to talk about other teams. I'll just say I'm happy for Troy Weaver because he's a local guy. What New Orleans was able to do to get Derek Queen and also the Fierce kid. I'm just happy for Troy. That's, you know, really the one thing that I looked at is like, you knew he had his imprint and fingerprints all over that. And those are going to be two good kids. I think that's going to help their program.
That Fierce kid is another kid that played multiple sports, baseball, football, and basketball. Yeah.
Yep.
This kid I was talking about earlier.
I was really excited to see, you know, two DMV college players go in the top 15 in Sorber and Queen. I got to ask, and I'm not asking you about the evaluation or anything, but you were in the building, and when the Blazers picked
– I was about to ask that same question.
When the Blazers picked Hansen, the young man from China, and he had to walk down from high up, what was the reaction like in the building just to see a dude come down from, like, you know –
from the rafters.
Yeah, not the green room.
The nosebleeds, Chris.
Oh, I've been doing the draft for – 20-plus years, I've seen that a lot. You'd be surprised, especially when the draft used to be both rounds on the same night.
Sure.
You'd get to, like, in the 50s, and you see some kid from some foreign land walking down the stairs, and you're like, oh, wow, he had to pay a ticket to come. But that's not it. I mean, he didn't have to pay, but I've seen that before,
but
where
not
kids
the
16th just come
pick.
Out of the stands.
Not as high as the 16th,
I think,
though,
when
huh?
the Wizards took Juan Dixon, the same thing happened. Am I remembering that right?
I'm not sure with that one, but yeah, I've seen it before. It doesn't surprise me.
Wow.
What was the vibe like in there? I imagine draft night, everybody's, you know, the crowd's excited. Everybody's into it.
The one thing that I always take away from this, And I think you guys as parents will understand this. I'm a sucker for a good story. And the parents, that I don't know what it is. It's every year I fall for it. I'm like, I'm so happy for the mom, the dad, the sister, the brother, the grandma that shows up. All these people that have been on these kids' journey since day one, like nobody really talks about that. I mean, ESPN, you know, they do it, but I don't think people really understand what it takes to get these kids to be one of 450 on the planet.
Yeah.
And when you go up and shake that commissioner's hand, no wonder. I really like Kamon Malawach. Like before the draft, I'm a big fan of his game, and his reaction to me says everything about this whole process, where he literally had to take a moment to collect himself before going up and shaking the commissioner's hand. That tells you that they've reached the ultimate goal. Now the work really starts now, though. But just think about all of those 5 a.m. workouts, the games, the AAU tournaments, all this stuff, and you've reached the highest level. I'm a sucker for that. JP, when I see the moms and everybody crying and grandma, that stuff sticks with me.
I mean, I've worked NFL drafts, and you're totally right. I mean, the emotion is so real, and the culmination of, you know, most of these kids have, it takes a village, and there's a whole lot of people that support them. A lot of early mornings and late nights and a lot of money you maybe don't necessarily have to get you to the right camps and all this stuff. So
Fear's mom emotion told a hell of a story.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they kept going back to her. She couldn't get herself together, man. So that tells you a lot.
C-Mail, what's next? When's Summer League? Will you be out there? What kind of – who should we expect on that roster? Will we get to see these kids right away maybe?
I think you're going to see all of them. Funny story with me, man. I got jury duty, bro. Like, I got to go figure out. I don't want to say I want to get out of it, man. Listen, I'll do it. But it's like right around Summer League. And I'm like, come on, y'all. I got 6 months off. You could have gave me jury duty in like April, right? So hopefully I can get out to Vegas. If not, I'll definitely be watching it on TV. But I think all of them are going to play. I think they're going to, I don't know how many games, but you're going to see, you know, these kids going out there and competing, because that's the one thing that I do like about Will in the front office is they're all about the competition. They're not ducking anybody. They want these kids to go out and get a rep out there in Vegas and then stay healthy. I think that's the most important thing. Get these kids out of Vegas healthy, get themselves acclimated in August, finding a place to live, doing all that stuff. So once Labor Day pops around, you know, they're back into the gym getting ready for the season.
Yep. I look forward to watching that for sure. I'm excited about all of them. Trey, I think, is a home run pick. I'm very excited to see it. Just about your jury duty story, on the day Adam Peters was introduced as general manager of the Commanders, so they had the whole press conference, whole big song and dance. I was going to get a one-on-one interview. I had jury duty.
Hey, bro, I'm going to call you offline. I just want you to kind of walk me through that process. Again, I don't mind doing it, but like that stinks, bro.
It does.
It stinks.
I'm gonna keep quiet about it.
I was able to eventually get out, but it cost me the day. You know what I mean? A lot of it, though, and you're a Montgomery County guy. A lot of it depends on your number. If you know what number you have, and like generally, I don't want to say anything and jinx it, but the higher your number, the better off you are.
He's number one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, if you're like number six or something, you're cooked.
Man, I got a joke to tell you, but I have to tell y'all this online. But my wife had a funny joke about me during jury duty and like how long it's going to take. I was like, wow. She just put the whammy on me. I'll text it to you.
I look forward to that. Thank you, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
We're excited to watch Summer League. Hopefully you're there.
Appreciate you guys. As always, good talking to you.
Right back at you, man. That's our guy, Chris Miller. At C-Mills, PXP, voice of the Washington Wizards. You can watch all of his coverage on Monumental Sports Network.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.